This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know what you think about this passage. I just think the irony is palpable. To think that Jesus is starting to talk about dying. He says, "This is my body. I want you to remember that every time you eat this bread, every time you drink this cup, you show or proclaim my death," which, by the way, you just did. You participated in that which Jesus instituted in Luke 22. And right after that, Jesus says, "One of you is going to betray me, and the hand of that person is with me on the table." It was a poetic or a literary way of saying, that person's right here. I want to talk about betrayal for just a moment. Betrayal by anybody is painful in life. But to betrayed by someone close is even more painful. Some of you have gone through the painful experience of having someone betray you. It may have been a husband, it may have been a wife, it may have been a brother or sister, it may have been a parent, it may have been a son or daughter. And the closer the relationship, the more painful the betrayal. The greater the bond is between the two people, the greater the wound is when betrayal takes place. And here, one of the disciples named Judas. And it's interesting to me that the disciples don't pick it up. They don't know who it is. And I think you need to note that. There's a discussion among themselves. I wonder who it is. So it tells me that even they at that moment in time didn't know that it was Judas. They didn't pick up on any hints and were surprised later on by the fact that it was Judas. So betrayal sometimes can be very surprising, can be very shocking and very disturbing. And then I want you to notice that verse 24 says, a dispute arose. A dispute arose among them. I want to talk about that word dispute. I found out it's a word that literally means the love of arguing. It actually has the word love in it, philo, the love of arguing. And it's interesting that some people do have a love for conflict. Now, before you point your finger at somebody else and say, "Oh, yeah, I've got a relative like that," remember that could be you. Could be me. In other words, sometimes we have the desire and the love of arguing. There are people who desire conflict. There are churches that are known in the United States of America for their conflict. I've always believed this motto that churches tend to attract what they are. Churches tend to attract what they already are. So a church of arguers attracts arguers. A church of loving people attracts loving people. A church of committed working people working in the kingdom of God usually attracts those kinds of people. And so it is, what kind of person are you? The word that's used is people who love to argue. And they started up an argument about who was the greatest. I found out the word greatest literally came from the word mega. We get the word megastore, mega church. Mega this, mega that. And who's going to be mega in the kingdom of God? Who's going to be the greatest? And you say, I cannot believe that the disciples of Jesus Christ would actually have that argument. Don't be too quick to judge. Because you see, the desire for prominence affects us all. The desire to be known affects most people. The desire to be recognized, to have recognition, affects us all.
Well, this happens to be the first message from the 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Isn't it amazing to see the disciples argue? Who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of God? You may see that at your school, at your place of employment. You may see it in your community, you may see it in your family, you may see it in the church, the body of Christ. Our message continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.